so excited you're joining me in this new business paradigm movement where we create and build from deep connection with ourselves, integrity, and body-led entrepreneurship journey, where we focus on capacity-based business growth so we could receive, handle, and embody more of our potential without compromising ourselves. And doing that through the business with ease and flow and naturalness, and where we lead our movement with insanely impactful, anchored self-power. And let's not forget the fun! So, let's dive in! I am so grateful you're joining me here to hear my point of view and what I have to say about this juicy topic, which is visibility capacity. I've been exploring this capacity in all shapes and forms since my childhood, because I was born almost on the stage with a lot of talents and in the most outskirt country and village you can find. I will share those stories probably in other episodes much more detailed. But for now, I want to start the conversation about what is visibility capacity and how I see it differently than most people understand the visibility in business. And I want to ask you, what comes up when I say visibility capacity for you in this moment? What are initial reactions? What are initial words and definitions? I'm giving you a moment now to hear your voice inside, hear your thoughts. And most of the time what people say is marketing. It's all about marketing. And the main question people ask is, how do I express myself online with confidence, without fear? Unapologetically, how do I share my opinions without being afraid? And also receive tons of overflow of clients loving me. So as you see, we so want to externalize everything. Externalize, how do I express? Externalize, how can I be more visible? It's all about externally focused approach in the business. But if you don't know what you're afraid of, if you're not willing to take responsibility and to listen and to see for your wrong thoughts, for your limiting, sabotaging thoughts, for your fears, how can you express what is actually true? True for you. How can you be seen by other people, for right people for you, if you're not really showing up? If you censor, if you edit, if you hide, if you forget your heart with it. So for me, it's even way more important before we go to external visibility, the internal visibility. You need to know what fear is about. You need to know what voices inside are holding you back. You need to look into your own intolerance, where you intolerant with your own parts of yourself, but also what do you value, what's important to you, what do you want to give the voice to, who you are and how do you want to express yourself, how does it work for you in your aligned way, in your own human design way, because that's what we're projecting into the world, that's what informs the external visibility of us, of our voice, of our capacity to be seen. For me, visibility capacity is all about ability to show all of you, to be fully seen in your life, in your relationships, and business, and consists of two major parts, internal visibility and external visibility. And they are going hand in hand, like left leg and right leg. You cannot walk with one leg. Yeah, you can, but not so fast and not so holistically as you would like to. You cannot run. So let's look into both of them a bit more detailed way. So for me, probably the most underrated capacity in the visibility capacity part is internal visibility. People are so confused what that means. And for me, it means creating a bigger space, bigger stage, the bigger arena, really welcoming and really seeing all the parts in you and being able to hold all the different parts and voices and emotions despite of their contradiction with each other. It's about creating internal space for all those parts to coexist. So you have room for your creativity and you also have room for your fear. You have room for your magical luminosity part of you and your ambition. And also you have the space for parts of you which are ridiculous, jealous or frustrated or shameful, which are some kind of pity and not so lovable and not so easy to be around. But you give them a voice. You give them a seat at the table. You don't kick them out because guess what? You can't. You simply can't. They are there. You just reject and resist them, and that takes an enormous amount of energy. And it's also about claiming the parts of you that you disowned, you disclaimed somewhere on the journey of your socialization of your life because that didn't help you to survive in the moment. You had to disown them to be able to fit in, to belong. But that's part of you, part of your essence. So you pushed it in the corner. It's about bringing back those parts at the table too. And guess what? Increasing my internal visibility, this kind of internal visibility, was probably the major and most impactful indicator to increase my flow and my inner peace. That was the main thing that resulted in me having a lot of inner peace, a lot of ease, a lot of flow, a lot of trust that I can go through anything. I can expand, I can experience, I can create. And all will be okay because I know how to connect with all those parts. I know how to hold them. I know how to listen to them without abandonment of them. And that also enabled me not only allowing myself to fail and experiment and try my voice and express myself in different ways and what works for me and what's not, with and also enabled me to hold increasingly more in my business. Increasingly more offers, clients, money, and creative ideas that want to come through me. They all start to gather because it's almost they know that I listen. They knock on the door because they know I can receive them, I can handle them, I can manage them, I can help them, I can support them to go through me and translate and ground to the format they want to be translated. I see them as almost like separate entity, an identity on its own. And I know how to hold and embody them. Not always. That's part of the journey. It's part of the try and error. It's part of increasing your visibility capacity constantly. That's the thing about capacity work. It's always there deepening and going layers and layers of discovery. And then there is external visibility. And that's the part how you show up with in the world, in your business, with your business. And it includes so much more to me than just marketing strategies. And that's very important as well, and how you express your voice. But it's even more important, like, how not to adapt other people's strategies that doesn't fit you, but finding your own tailored way of building the house that you can welcome people. So it includes not only the message you say, the people you connect, but also how do you welcome them? How do you invite them, and what do you offer to them? How do you relate with them? We so focus in our marketing, collective marketing trends of how to reach more people and how to attract more people and how to receive more money, how to be more visible in that way. But I want to stretch and look into external visibility step further. It's also important, can you hold that? Can you welcome that without overwhelm? What do you offer to them? Can you hold sustainably and with ease more increasingly amount of your visibility capacity, external visibility capacity? So I look at it as preparation of the house. In a way, let's say you want to welcome your friends in the house, you know, for lunch or for dinner or just for a cup of coffee. And for me, external visibility comes with a lot of preparation in the house that they don't see yet. So you think, you clean the house first of all, then you think, what are you going to offer? What kind of dinner? You investigate, are they have diet requests, what they cannot eat, what they like. And then you prepare a lot in the house to welcome them. And only then you go out of the door and say, yay, come in. Because then you know how many rooms you need, how many people you can welcome, how you want to host them, how do you want to experience your connection, and how do you want to enjoy the experience together, the transformation. And this is also a very underestimated part of external visibility, because we so focus only of like getting louder and bigger or more visible, but it's a lot also about the quality you bring. Like what are you going to offer? Why they need to connect with you? And in very increasingly growing online business sector right now, it's even more important to fine-tune this part, because it's not enough only to be visible, and it's not enough to have followers. It's also about really being seen, that people can see themselves in your gifts and in your solution and in your voice, in what you share. It's next level of maturity of your visibility. It's next level of the way you show up in the world. Because you can go on the stage speaking to huge audiences and still be completely invisible. And you can put a lot of efforts to post on social media, even have tons of followers, but have no clients at all. No conversion, nobody coming in your house. And you can have even the best message, which is very important, and still people will be disconnected from you, will not hear you, will not understand you. And that's where your internal visibility comes as the lighthouse, as the leading force. Your internal visibility capacity instructs your external visibility capacity. Because those days, people get more and more sensitive. People are more and more attuned with their nervous system, because we constantly calibrate and feel each other's nervous system. When people are dysregulated, when people are disembodied, when their message and their content, their offering, their business is not embodied. So good marketing, align marketing strategy to you, align sales process to you, or welcoming, nurturing people process to you, your design, your body, your way of being, your voice. Really fine-tune embodied messaging, align messaging, connected to the people you're talking to messaging is quite key. Marketing trends, marketing approach, the way we share our voice is changing hugely. It's not about showing up only. It's about quality and where you show up, from what place you're showing up. It's about effective and efficient external visibility, not about quantity. It's about a quality those days that converts people, that converts clients in your business, that people trust and want to work with you. And it is important because external visibility, the success of your external visibility brings you money. This is where financial success comes in place. So internal visibility capacity brings you peace and flow, and external visibility capacity brings you financial abundance and more powerful impact and contribution in the world. Do you see how those two parts of visibility capacity are so essential to have fully magnetic, efficient, effective, and thriving visibility? And you need both of them. Because often if you are good in internal visibility capacity part, and there are so many people who are such good listeners, so attuned to themselves, so rich from inside, but they are not thriving financially successfully, they are struggling to get clients because the external visibility is not aligned, and they don't feel seen in the world the way they want to be seen, or their message doesn't land, doesn't reach people. They don't get the recognition they want or success, financial success with the business they would like to have. If people are too focused on external visibility, often they get a lot of money, a lot of clients, but then there is no depth, there is no quality. And for me, most importantly, there's no retention of the clients, which is one of the key success definitions in my books. It's more like shiny bright objects. They are so good in words, so good with marketing. But then when you come in the house, you're like, well, it's not what I expected. It's not what I was sold to. It's not the quality. And you leave. So they have to work even harder, even more, to retain and attract more people. And attract new people constantly requires so much more energy and effort and time and money than take care of your tribe, of your community, of your people, the retention of them, taking them through the journey from A to B and C and D and F. And I really dive deep into this visibility capacity part, especially internal visibility capacity, because I feel it's really not talked enough and not focused enough, understood enough. In my 6 weeks visibility capacity retreat called Luminosity, I talk there about visibility fears, what visibility capacity is. I do the inventory there. I talk about main coping strategies of visibility and also what other capacities out of my 8 capacities. If you're new to me, check my website. I have the framework of capacity-based business growth. So what other capacities actually underneath influencing your visibility the most? You will be surprised there. And also external visibility, expressing your unique voice and your point of view marketing approach. So if you're interested to go deeper, I really recommend to sign up for this retreat. It's going to be a bombshell. And if not, it's also fine. See you in another episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And also, please subscribe or comment or share this episode with people who really need it, who would benefit from it, because that would make all the difference for my own external visibility capacity increase. Thank you so much. And now give yourself a moment and feel your body. Close your eyes and let this information, this episode, go through your body, anchor in your body. Let it feel how it touches you and what sensations it brings up.